Hello, my name is Leo Cousins. I have an LLB Honours in Law, and I was born in Glenfaber and Peel. My contract with you includes I'll represent everybody in Glenfaber and Peel constituency. I'll make decisions for the benefit and the majority for future generations. I will help all those that seek my help. I will stand up against corruption and cronyism. If elected, I will work for you and not for government. Key issues at a glance. Property owning democracy for everybody. Complete the sewage works and prioritise Peel's infrastructure such as the harbour silt, extension at QE2, clothworkers' school and the doctor's surgery. Find a safe long-term solution to the ragged Leachet. Low-cost public transport. Campaign for responsibility within civil service and MHKs. More local jobs. 15-minute town centre for Peel. Buy whatever you need locally and quickly. End grandfather fishing rights. Lower energy costs for the food park and businesses. Apprenticeships guaranteed with government contracts. Increase maternity pay and nursery provision. Balance the economy to ensure enough resources for Manx care and education. Rebuild the Cohen home and provide community facilities for young and old alike. Listening. Having canvassed the constituency since September 2020, I know that residents are worried and concerned about the future and are asking if their lives will ever return to normal. There have been many consequences of coronavirus, including longer waiting lists at the hospital, the price of housing, the lack of progress on Peel infrastructure, facilities and the disrespect of our biosphere. This must change. How? Accountability is hard work. It is often in the detail. For any promises to be deliverable, we need contracts that realistically achieve the aims of both parties. A so-called meeting of the minds. The failure of so many government contracts and the ridiculous overspends demonstrates this point. Contracts should be transparent, but certainly if they fail. Why me? I get my points across simply with common sense and sincerity. I have been advocating these issues in public for the last 5 years. As a Green Party committee member, we have made extraordinary progress. I now want to use my legal, personal and business experience skills to complete this work. For manifesto pledges to mean something, we need to work with parties that are invested in seeing the constituency succeed. Culture within government and underlying issues. Take Peel's 6 infrastructure projects, harbour silt, sewage work, stem cell at QE2, doctor's surgery, Cohen home and clothworkers' school. And we see that we cannot go further without a fundamental change in the way responsibility is managed. Creating dynamic organisations to meet project deadlines on budget has evaded our politicians. Is it possible? There are plenty of countries that achieve 80% satisfaction in their public services. I would argue that both policy and delivery are failing the residents of Glenfaber and Peel. I expect our political representatives to represent people. This means having the finger on the pulse. No amount of surveys or third-party reports can take away from the fact of someone taking responsibility. It's this culture we must create and enable. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen if we want it to. Housing. It has been saddening to hear stories about the number of people who cannot afford to buy and arguably rent housing in the Isle of Man. We don't do our young or single people justice by preventing them buying a home here on the island. A home is not an investment, it's a necessity to live and work on our island. To create a property-owning democracy, we have to look at who needs a house on the Isle of Man. Many innovative solutions have been used around the world, where housing prices prohibit society working for all. These include limiting ownership to residents, thus limiting investment properties, and ensuring that we build housing that is fit for the future. This approach includes social housing. It's important that we retrofit to increase energy efficiency and reduce costs, as well as to ensure private tenant protection, rights and the cost of rents. Transport. After owning a house, another big cost that residents have is the cost of transport. Our Victorian-era road layout is in most urban areas means we are limited in what we can do with roads and parking. With one of the highest car ownership rates in the world, we desperately need to find a better and greener way to get from A to B. Offering solutions and active travel, including walking and bicycling, Improved public transport and stronger links to the ferry will provide a first-rate transport network that is also important to see the island. As one of your MHKs, I see it as a priority to create an integrated transport solution which could save residents around 3,000 through bus travel and potentially the use of one less car. Economy. It is sometimes thought that without an economy one cannot do anything. It is also true that without health and community there is no point to work. We have to create an equilibrium in the 21st century. The jobs of the future that the Isle of Man could be aiming for are green and high-tech. Already our neighbours have made use of the Irish Sea with hundreds of wind turbines. We need to build a self-sufficient economy so we are more resilient in an ever-changing world. Apprenticeship should be seen as the way forward for those who have to reskill in the uncertain future that lies before us. It is important that we have employment opportunities in Glenfaber instead of people having to set out at 8 a.m. in the morning to get to work in Douglas. The new economy engines will only come about when we have legislators who create the environment for all to flourish. The new engines include suggestions such as encouraging international organisations to come to the island. Perhaps we can look at some sort of kite mark internet dispute resolution system for our legal services. Other ideas include building a trading relationship with Ireland, attracting high-tech jobs and developing cottage industries. Creating innovation centres of excellence and environments of learning are also within our grasp. Maternity leave and nursery provision. The government currently has a policy of increasing the active working population. However, they do not seem to focus on delivering infrastructure to facilitate this. For the past decade, they have not increased maternity benefits. How easy or achievable is it for women to be able to stop work, to have children? There are competing issues here. The cost of childcare and legislation to ensure that women do not lose pay increases and promotions while taking time off. Is 9 months maternity benefit long enough? Clearly, there are equality issues that also need to be addressed so the modern family can arrange its affairs in a way that works best for them. This is part of the package that is critical we get right in the next 5 years, or the well-documented population imbalance will become very difficult to remedy. On a final note, single-parent bereavement allowance should never have been cut in the last administration. Retired residents. The community spirit has always been strong in Peel, and this is the envy of the whole island. It is important in the future we maintain and create events that encourage intergenerational interaction. Without doubt, the Corran home must be rebuilt and opened. This type of care must be available to residents and their families in the West. Keeping families in close contact is the heart of our community and allows us to care for one another. The Isle of Man Green Party has proposals on how we would achieve zero carbon emissions by 2035, as recommended by the recent Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report. As a candidate, I will be pushing for that transition, not just because everybody needs to play their part in reducing pollution and protecting our biosphere, but for common sense reasons. Our electricity and gas is notably more expensive than the UK. We have an opportunity to export our green energy at a premium rate, which will reduce the MUA's debt and improve our carbon footprint. On a practical level, I would like to see a 12-megawatt offshore wind turbine operational during the next government, at the very least. It would cost about $12 million, as well as the cost of connecting it, which falls inside the current government spending allocation for climate change. Focusing on a variety of energy sources provides us with a strong negotiation hand and energy security. Environment and food. To increase the resilience of our food supplies, we need to encourage the farming and fishing industries. But paying people to look after the countryside is not a way a sustainable future can be built. Legislating for minimum quality standards will bolster Manx products and maintain our reputation as an island of high food quality. I also believe there are possibilities in commercial and restorative tree growing. From a commercial point of view, Manx land is not suited to arable crops as it is stony and lacks the climate. While we can encourage small-scale organic farming, actually ensuring that every family has access to quality food is a problem that has been ever-present. Ensuring the population of the Isle of Man can afford to buy Manx is a task no administration has even considered, let alone tackled. However, if we do not start tackling these issues now, there will be fewer and fewer farms on the island, as dairy farms are the only ones that can make it currently viable. We need to look at new technologies to ensure that we increase our food production in these uncertain times. We have passed climate legislation. The Isle of Man Green Party has played a significant role in holding the government to account on this and a range of other issues. We now need to provide this legislation with teeth and play our small part in reducing our carbon footprint in response to the climate and ecological emergency and what will arguably be the biggest challenge in 70 years. Fishing in Peel Food Park. For far too long we have not listened to all parties in deciding policy. Government is keen to dictate policy and ask people to fill in forms, but not to actually engage in the nitty-gritty of what goes on in the boats and the yards. We need real engagement to create a sustainable future for our fishing industry in Peel. We need to look at removing grandfather rights and increasing our fishing area. Renewable energy is needed by most businesses at Peel Food Park to reduce costs and increase capacity. This is something that the government should and can assist by not using complicated procedures. Often they seem like they are designed to put people off and are not tested to be effective solutions to protect a vital industry. Health. It is an integral part of all things that we can do and can't do. My aim is to increase the things that we can do, both physically and mentally. Manx Care is a finite resource that is dependent on our infrastructure links and ability to recruit people to our economy. Within the British Isles, we must compete with other economies for personnel. Currently, the Isle of Man is expensive and has poor transport links. If we want to ensure that we have the right expertise, then we need to solve these problems. An active population is a healthy one. If we build the infrastructure in the communities for people to run, bicycle, dance, swim, etc., they will do these things. Either we create an environment that encourages people to take care of themselves, or we pay the hospital bill when they don't. In particular, we should make these resources free where money is a hurdle to a more active lifestyle. Education. As expected, I have taken the NHAT Teachers Union Manifesto Pledge, which ensures we work with and properly fund education in the Isle of Man. We know many schools in the constituency are not fit for purpose. Some work is planned for QE2 after a long delay. The current scheme to attract teachers to the island is not working. If we get the basics right in regard to housing and the economy, other things will fit into place. England is bringing CO2 monitors for classroom to help identify poor ventilation to reduce the risk of coronavirus. To make the most of this, schools should be using a heat recovery ventilation system to solve this problem. Our party programme for government can be found on our website at www.greenparty.im. Democracy. Our democracy needs to be better. Many people find it difficult to understand how Tynwald works, and more importantly, they feel let down to the point where they can no longer engage. Without doubt, we can improve what we have. Reduce the temptation for people to look after themselves rather than the majority. Ensure that all voices are heard. For those changes to happen, the present system can produce results when there is engagement and an honest day's work done. These things don't just happen. They require us to engage and help others engage. Future. We know too well that the younger generations have traditionally not voted. It is incumbent upon us to ensure that we create opportunities. They need to be able to buy a house and be able to afford to start families. If they cannot do that, the Isle of Man has no future. So we must work together to manage our resources to ensure that the deal is equitable and conscionable. This means we should legislate to protect the biosphere and all the work that we do, with a Future Generations Act to protect the interests and those of our children. In addition to the above, these issues are important. Please contact me for details. The creation of full banking facilities in Peel. The development of facilities for children on the Peel Promenade and the Headland. The creation of healthy, safe, vibrant neighbourhoods. The creation of a single unit Isle of Man recycling waste management strategy, including curbside collection. The creation of multi-purpose building for markets and small business innovation in Peel. Increasing community police officers to assist with a variety of functions. Increasing the tax cap. Everybody should contribute to their ability to earn. As a Green Party candidate, I am committed to a set of ethics that you can find on the Green Party website. I'd like to see more debate around ethics, as it is these core principles that guide an MHK in the many decisions that they will make. I believe deeply that people should be paid an honest wage. If we are to prosper as a society, then we must recognise the importance of supporting our local industries. Governments need to recognise that we, the people, need to be able to afford to do that. Fair trade is about maintaining our culture, health, work and respect for fellow citizens. The Isle of Man is not just a transactional economy, but a thousand-year-old community of diverse people seeking a greener, more stable, secure future. On the 23rd of September, you can secure that future by voting for Leo Cousins in Glenfaber and Peel. Thank you to my proposer and seconder and nominator. I'm humbled by your trust and support and friendship. Thank you also to my family and everyone that has been a part of our journey in the Green Party and in this campaign to improve the biosphere, democracy and the lives of everyone in the Isle of Man. Thank you. To contact me, please use email at lcousins@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can telephone me on 406-750. You can find more information at www.greenparty.im. You can also find information at Facebook/Leo Cousins or on Twitter at twitter.com/Leo Cousins or on Instagram at instagram.com/IOM Green Party. If you need any help on the day to reach a polling station to vote, then please contact myself.